It's now 11 minutes before the hour.
This is Morning Edition. I'm Rod Ammon. This week, Public Radio 90 is featuring local young authors reading their own works. 13-year-old Tyler Tischler of Gwynn Middle School writes of his encounter with the ghost of Stonegate Woods. As Tyler returns from fetching some milk a mile or so from home on Christmas Eve, he pauses to rest on the gravestone of Annabelle Stonegate's doll. Annabelle herself disappeared mysteriously in 1809. Tyler receives a crack on the head near the gravesite. When he regains consciousness, Tyler learns that Annabelle returned to save him from perishing in the Christmas Eve blizzard, and Tyler has helped Annabelle to find her doll.
I reached the churchyard and started through. By this time it was getting dark out, and I got scared looking at all the old gravestones. But my legs were getting tired, and I had to sit down. I didn't want to, but I didn't have any choice because I was so exhausted. So I sat down on one of the old gravestones. I started getting eerie, spine-tickling feeling going up my back. I got up and looked at the gravestone I was sitting on. The gravestone said, "Here lies the doll, the Annabelle Stonegate, who disappeared. Rest in peace, May 8th, 1797 through December 24th, 1809. Oh, I saw the ghost's gravestone. I ran over the graveyard, scared by the old legend. I started to walk along the road and past the old Stonegate mansion. Then I walked off the road onto a trail that led to Stonegate Woods. As I walked through the wood, I heard a loud crack above me and got a hard hit on the head. Ouch! I cried. Then everything went black. The last thing I remember was the snow swirling before my eyes. The next thing I heard was a woman's voice. "He hasn't woken up yet, ma'am." "Mom? Dad?" I said as I opened my eyes. "What happened?" Then my mother relayed to me the following. "Your dad and I started to worry about you. We called your friends, and Mike said he had given you a ride to the store. We went to the store, and on the way, we looked along the road for you. We started going back in case you had gone home. We saw your tracks going off Oak Ridge through the woods, but it snowed so hard we couldn't see them anymore. Then a girl, around your age, came out of the woods. She was wearing an old-fashioned pink dress and had her on her arms. We wondered what she was doing out in the snow. We tried to stop her, but she ran into the woods. We followed her, and she led us to your body, half covered in the snow. I turned around to thank her, but she had disappeared. We yelled for her, but she never answered. We just don't know what happened to her." My mother had a puzzled look. "Mom, it's the ghost of Stonegate Woods." "What?" "There's an old legend that back in 1809, a group of settlers came to live in the UP. One family was named Stonegate. The families had a dispute, and instead of living together, they sailed miles from each other. The Stonegates had a little girl named Annabelle. Annabelle was an only child, and her only friends were the Ridges' two daughters, Virginia and Georgiana, who lived almost 2 miles away. On December 24th, 1809, Christmas Eve, she went to the Ridges' house to visit and bring them their Christmas presents. When she got there, she stayed for a while to play dolls. When it started to get dark, she got her wraps on and started to head for home. On her way home, she dropped one of her gloves. An Indian found and tried to catch her and give it back to her, but she got scared and ran to the woods. That was the last time she was seen alive. The next day, her doll was found in the snow with a large white feather on it. People believe that an angel carried her to heaven. Her doll was buried because it had been the most favorite thing she had ever owned. I had a broken leg. That was it. I went home in a day. There was only one problem. When my mother saw her, she had her doll. But the doll was buried. So how did Annabelle get it? The next week, I got a phone call from Mike. "Hi, are you feeling any better?" "Yeah, I'm fine. Did you hear that they found Annabelle Stonegate's grave open? Her coffin was open and her doll was gone. But there was a note in the coffin that said this. Every 7 years I returned, 19 times, and on those trips I had the honor of helping people who were in danger of dying in snowstorms. On my last trip I found my doll, and now will rest in peace, but I have gotten used to helping people, will always watch from the window of my cloud castle, and will help anyone in trouble again. Annabelle Stonegate, and marry my doll."